Good morning, everybody. This is Ed Wilson, the Microsoft Scripting Guy. And today I want to continue my discussion about troubleshooting WinRM. So yesterday I talked a little bit about using the event trace logs to look at issues perhaps, you know, related to WinRM. So today I want to talk about, you know, some of the things that I might look at if there's issues. So WinRM, by the way, is Windows Remote Management, and it's used by Windows PowerShell whenever I want to connect to a remote system to run a command or something like that. It's also used by the sim commandlets, like get sim instance, for instance, that allows me to run WMI in a firewall-friendly manner to retrieve information from others' Windows systems, as well as from Linux systems and routers and storage devices and all of that. The SIM, the Common Information Model, can be used to connect to lots of different types of things. I say WinRM is firewall friendly. It really only uses like a single port, although it listens on another one. So there's like two ports that I need to see to make sure that they're working. So I've got Windows PowerShell open with an administrator prompt, and I'm going to run a few commands that are going to allow me to troubleshoot and see what's going on, with WinRM. So for instance, there is the WinRM ID command, and when I run this command, is going to go off and it's going to give me back information about WinRM. Now, if I look at this, it says WISMAN fault. Whenever you see the word fault, that's always a bad thing. It says the client can't connect to the destination. Well, dude, the destination is my local machine. So if it can't find my local machine, I'm in trouble. And then notice there's an error number. And this error number is like, dude, it's a great big number. So when I look this up, that's like a path not found type of error message, actually. So this is telling me that WinRM can't find my local machine in order to be able to even give me an ID. So that's a bad thing. Now, if it was connecting properly and if it was reporting properly, then I would see like the protocol version, vendor information, product version, and some stuff like this. But I don't see this right now. So normally what I would do is, I would run WinRM quick config, or actually I would just use enable PS remoting. But I'm not going to do that right now. So the next thing that I want to do then, if I'm troubleshooting this to try to see what's going on, that is to see what's the status of the WinRM service. So I can use SC. Now, if I use SC, this is the command line tool that says gives me service configuration information. So I have to specify sc.exe. SC is actually an alias within what is PowerShell for set content. And so if I don't specify sc.exe, then what is PowerShell is going to return try to like set content, which is going to get like really squirrely. So now I do a query. And I'm looking for WinRM. And when I do, it comes back and it says WinRM, the type, blah, 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 the state is stopped. So WinRM isn't running. So obviously that's like an issue. The next thing that I would check after I checked my service, now, of course, I can also use get service. And WinRM, got to spell it right. And this comes back and lets me know it stopped too. So this is actually what I would be using is get service. I wouldn't necessarily be messing around with SC. So the next thing that I want to do then is I need to do like a netstat. So because remember I mentioned that there were the ports. Well, I want to check those ports. TCP, and so like, dude, who's listening to what? So I come over here, And I got 135, you know, 445. And then I've got like 49, 408, 409, 10, 11, 12, you know, hike. But dude, what's missing here? Well, 5985 and 47001. That's what I would be looking for here. And they're not there. So obviously, you know, this dude's not like, you know, listening to the right ports. The service isn't started. So obviously I've got a problem, right? Well, so what I'm going to do then is I mentioned that I would use enable PS remoting. It doesn't hurt if I run this command several times, actually. Now, if I just press enable PS remoting, then it's going to come back and it's going to go, prom, 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 do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? Yeah, 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 blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. So I use the force, you know, and then I press enter, and then this keeps from getting all of the prompts. But, dude, so it updated to receive requests, service started, but quick config is coming up here and whining. And if I look at this, it says, you know, firewall exception isn't going to work because the network connection on this machine is set to public. And it's like, yo, dude, change the network configuration to either domain or private and then try again. So, bummer, bummer, bummer. So, I can set my my network connection by using the set connection, but I don't want to do that. So, the other thing that I can do is I can say use the force, and then I can also just say, you know, skip the network profile check. And if I skip my network profile check, then it goes off and it will actually do my configuration for me. And everything that it does, you know, it's going to make my firewall exceptions and all this other stuff. But you've got to know that you want to skip that profile check. Now, do you really want to do this if you're on a public connection? Well, maybe. You know, it depends on your firewall, depends on the security that got in your system, you know, and all this other stuff. You know, in the past, we didn't give you the option. You know, now we do. So, that's it. That's going over using some of the tools and utilities that I would do. So, in summary, first thing I did is I used WinRM, specified the ID to check and see if WinRM is even responding. If it is, if it isn't, you know, then the next thing I do is I check to see if the WinRM service is responding. And then, if it is, if it isn't, whatever. And then I used... NetStat to check and see if the WinRM service was listening to the appropriate ports or not. Again, if it was, if it wasn't. Then finally used enable PS remoting to re-enable it. I specified force to suppress the prompts because I've seen the prompts before. And I told it to skip my network profile check, but just to go ahead and enable PS remoting anyway. So that's it for troubleshooting WinRM. This is Ed Wilson, the Microsoft scripting guy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.